Hello. Yes, I am alive, and Radio Clash is 5. Hey, that rhymes. Yes, Radio Clash has its 5th birthday today, or yesterday, or whenever I managed to get this uploaded, because, of course, technology is freaking out on me today. This is a special podcast, also a video podcast, which you can see at mutantpop.net/RadioClash in streaming form, as and when little hamsters inside the machine encode it and don't freak out and my internet comes back. And it's all about going to Africa. Yes, Radio Clash goes to Africa, as you will see and hear very shortly. So, dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. This is 183 and it's also a video podcast. It's called Take Me Back to Africa and hello Dad, hello!
Today, I am the guitar king of the world. Fire on my guitar.
Oh, It would help if I put my mic on, wouldn't it?
Well, as you might have guessed from the intro, this is a very, very special Radio Clash. It's a probably... I know I've toyed with video podcasts in the past, but this is actually probably the first proper video podcast I am recording there. And it is called Take Me Back to Africa. Very good reason for that. I've just been in Africa, in Ethiopia and South Africa. Hence the cap. Wow. That's Kaiser Chiefs. No. You probably know Kaiser Chiefs as being the, what are they called? The band. But actually they got the name from a Soweto football team, black football team, called Kaiser Chiefs with a Z. And I got bought this in South Africa. I was in Ethiopia and South Africa for 2 weeks. And let's turn this down a bit. It was very good. Very warm in South Africa. I was in Durban, and in Ethiopia I visited Lake Tana, the monasteries at Lake Tana and the islands, and lakeside monasteries which go back to 300 years past, and also some of them go back to about 6th century. Obviously Orthodox Christianity, and Christianity goes back to Ethiopia way, way, way back, and also back to King Solomon and the early Bibles as well. So they feature in both Bibles, parts 1 and 2. Where else to go? I wanted to go to the Lalibela, which is the rock-hewn churches. No, couldn't at all, because no flights. I wanted to go to Aksum, which is the Roman early part of Abyssinia, otherwise known as Ethiopia now. Again, couldn't do that. What else did I do? So then I sort of went to Bahadar and Lake Tana and sort of Blue Nile Falls. And then went to Durban and saw John's family, his mother and his sister, and then went to I'll try and pronounce this. This show is going to be full of pronunciation hell. Kklui. Anyway, which is a Zulu word, and Umfolozi, which I've been to before several years back. This time we did the proper tour with a guide, and St. Lucia to see the hippos. Ooh, hippos, lovely, very, very, most dangerous animal in Africa. So this show is going to be loads of music I was into when I went to Africa, and remixes like that last one. I didn't even register what it was. That was my remix, as I said, from the little signs I held up. That's a Finger Trouble remix of the very best Warm Heart of Africa, and its official title is Finger Trouble. And I know popping's going to be a problem with this show, because I don't want a massive pop shield in front of me. Finger Trouble takes the boom back to Africa. I think that's what I'm going to call it. But anyway, it is the Finger Trouble remix. It's the first ever proper remix I've done. And it's mostly because I love the original song by The Very Best, who are Radio Clit and Iso Musumwaya. I can't even pronounce his name. And... a Malawian singer who met him in London, and someone else. And what it is I think I've played his music before, but they did a an album. They got together, did an album called The Very Best. They did a song called Warm Heart of Africa with I forget the name of the guy. I should know. Well, Esau from Vampire Weekend, or another Esau as well. And initially they did a mixtape with lots of samples, and obviously must have heard their version of Cape Cod Kwasa Kwasa and liked it and went with them. But the original versions aren't very beaty. They don't have a bass, really. The mastering is not very good. And so I took Theosophilus's London mix of that and remixed it. Anyway. So... here we have a video, and we're going to play some Ethiopian video in a second. And I say there's loads of music from Nigeria, South Africa, Ethiopia, Eastern Africa, all over the place. In the background, you're hearing some Nigerian funk music. And I hope you enjoy the show. It's a new one for me, trying to do all of this. I had to buy a light and everything, so I hope it's working. Who knows? If not, it's going to be just an audio version. And those of you who are listening to audio are going, I can't see anything. Tough. It's just like the start of the BBC. So, I'm going to play some video for you. Aren't you? Yes. Children, I'm going to play some video for you. And this is from Ethiopia. I accidentally bought a video CD when I was out there. I didn't know what it was. And I love it. It's, well, you'll see what I mean when I play it.
People, the Kalaba people, the Hausa people. That was fun, I have to say. 2 hours to get a visa and get through the passport control. And then it's like 3 sets of queues, including queuing to get your bag scanned, and you just wander straight back in again to go to the cash changing thing anywhere, no one stops you. It's crazy. And then lots of fun trying to change money because there's nowhere to take a traveler's check except in the bank in some sort of downtown where I am now. And then I find, after all that, after sort of getting in about 7 in the morning local time, which would be about sort of 4 or 5 in the morning my time, I then find you can't actually all the flights to Lalibela and Axum and other places have all been done or gone, or they'd all gone by then. So the time I spent having fun with just waiting to pay for a visa and then waiting for to get through passport control was painful. So here I am in this, it's called Something Lodge, which is sort of downtown Addis Ababa. The Addis Ababa sprawl, you see it from the sky. It looks like it's half wrecked by a tsunami or it's been half built. It's hard to tell which. And from my window, you can see sort of bits of shanty town houses, and so this is the view. Very different. Bit of a culture shock. Even a bathroom.
Where the cockroaches?
In Africa, toilets and baths scare me because that's where cockroaches live. And I got you for your Yoruba land. And I got you for your Yoruba land. Him go bend the ash, him go shit. Him go come out away from him shit. Him shit go be the last way him go like to see. Because why you?
Because you shit there, Sam.
Because why you?
Because you shit there, Sam.
Upon a monkey for Yoruba land. Him go bend the ash, him go shit. Him go come out away from him shit. Him shit go be the last way him go like to see. Because why you?
Because you shit this man.
Because why you?
Because you shit this man.
Opening a woman for Yoruba land. Opening a woman for Yoruba land. She go bend she ash, she go shit. She go come out away from she shit. She shit go be the last thing where she go like to she. Because why you?
Because you shit this man.
Because why you?
Because you shit this man.
Occurring a man for your bad hand. Occurring a man for your bad hand. Him go bend the ash, him go shit. Him go come out away from him shit. She go
just when you go like to see. Because why you?
Because the shit there's man.
Because why you?
Because the shit there's man.
Well, I'm deep to do ya, ya. Tell me now, now. Me a be fella, I be black power man. Me a be fella, I be black power man. I go bend my ass, I go shit. I go come out away from this shit. This shit could be the last way I go like to see. Not be so for some fools way I know. Not be so for some stupid people I know. Not be so for some fools way I know. People will go like to quench your soul. People will go like to quench your soul.
They
gon' use your shit to put you for jail.
Alago.
And don't throw my shit to expensive chairs. My shit na exhibit, he must not cost you.
Alago.
And don't throw my shit to expensive chairs.
Alago.
My shit na exhibit, he must not cost you.
Alago.
go then represent your flag. Tell them where you're from,
eh? Malawi.
Never come to the hood without holding a strap. If they don't know, then tell them. Cause when we riding through them streets in the ghetto, more than likely we be causing a stampede, regardless what part of the country. And we all over the globe, man. Me and Biggie the old man. You'll remember every time I say goodbye like Johnny Coltrane. And you know we bought it, got anything it. You need around here, we got it. Rock City, MIA, the whole comic squad taking over like DJ Khaled. Sing along.
How many gals though? All of them from me. Until they did we got them, and them can't be.
Show me your bad, how many bad, show me your bad, how many bad, show me your bad, how many bad, show me your bad.
Sangalata ife na poisi ya bwera ntima kena achali la kufina lere obwere na sangeru akabwere luko tima kota tendere ife zoli bagari bana tita kane kane yele mitiko lina ife.
City up in the plane,
youngster.
Gallon them wine in them waves,
bastard.
Island man love nothing but
banana.
All of them live really near.
Water. We wanna know how many up in the
plane.
Oh, can you count on any up in the plane?
If you're living good and represent your block, tell them where you're from, eh?
Malawi.
Never come to the hood without holding a strap. If they don't know, then tell me.
How many y'all go find? All of them from me. Until they did, we got them and them none of them can be. How many y'all go find? All of them from me. Until they did, we got them and them none of them can be.
Defense power, defense warfare, defense with a plan.
fetish for one. These fetish no jam. These people that come. These fetish no jam. These fetish no jam. These fetish no jam. These people that come.
That was, of course, Braca Son Sistema with their wonderful Angolan Portuguese hybrid, which was Luanda, which, of course, is the capital city of Angola. But strictly, it's, what was it, Luanda / Lisboa featuring DJs Zenobia. And then before that was Boys by the Very Best. That is them at their sort of Mia sampling, which is interesting because she actually went and performed with them on the actual album. That's from the mixtape, but it's a track called Boys, obviously something MIA. I'm not gonna say her last name, Mia whatever. And then before that was DJ Mujava, and interestingly, DJ Mujava is from South Africa, and he is not actually had a big hit with Township Funk, which is that was the Sinden mix of Township Funk, but in South Africa, just not that well known. I had to hunt around for his album, which is called something like, was it Sap? Oh, I don't know. It's Sapratori or something. I forget. Is it in here? I'm running out of time. Anyway, it's his number 3, Sapratori number 3. There before that was Expensive Shit by Fela Kuti, of course Nigerian, 70 Shizzle from Black President, very much jazz, sort of jazz funk. The interesting thing is he went to the States and met James Brown and got into the whole funk thing, but then mixed it with a sort of political thing. So hence, I just like that because it's a song which where you've got a Nigerian swearing, which I quite like. I don't know. I'm just silly like that. And then before that was his son, Femi Kuti, who took over with Cradle of Civilization, otherwise known as, sorry, I keep looking down, Al-Kebulan? It's obviously something in Nigerian, but yeah, I like the fact that that name checks all of the quite a lot of the parts of Africa, including the ones we are mentioning in this very show, and quite a few places that we are playing stuff from. And I think that was it. Yes, and of course you had a little bit of crazy Ethiopian dance action, and I might play some more later on. But now we have some more Nigerian stuff. This is Enjoy Yourself by the Sahara All-Star Banjos.
no idea. And this is part of what's called High Life, which is was a sort of a late 60s, early 70s thing. That's what all the jingly guitars, which is quite popular at the moment with the likes of Vampire Weekend and people like that. And they like, you know, it's that sort of wonderful chiming guitar thing, which I love a lot. So I've been sort of downloading lots of it. Some interesting disco funk as well, and some very I've been using as backings of things. This, what you're hearing in the background, is actually Ethiopian jazz from Mulatu Astatke and the Heliocentrics. A very good song called Esketa Dance, which I probably should have played anyway. So anyway, here's Enjoy Yourself by the Sarah All-Star Band. Let's do that again. That's Enjoy Yourself by Sahara All-Star Banjos.
Enjoy yourself as you think you shall be. Nobody knows today him go die. Nobody knows today him go die. You die, somebody go do your walk. You die, somebody go sit for your chair. You die, somebody go chop your money. Somebody go marry your wife. So enjoy yourself as you think you shall be. Enjoy yourself as you think you shall be. Enjoy yourself, make you forget, say you go die.
Me, I go jog, I go enjoy myself.
Enjoy yourself, make you forget, say you go die.
Me, I go jog, I go enjoy myself.
You get money, you know. Enjoy, now you shall be.
Me, I go jog, I enjoy myself.
You get money, you know, enjoy. Somebody go jump up.
Thank you so much. sabi. Enjoy yourself as you think you sabi. You die, somebody will do your work. You die, somebody will take your position. You die, somebody will drop your money. You die, somebody will marry your wife. Enjoy yourself as you think you sabi. Enjoy yourself as you think you sabi. Enjoy yourself, make you forget, say you go die.
Me, I go jump, I go
enjoy. Enjoy yourself, make you forget, say you go quench.
Me, I get jump, I enjoy myself.
Me, I get jump, I enjoy myself.
Me, I get jump, I enjoy myself.
Yeah. I'm bom 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 bom.
Old Top Fire is gone forever.
Ruins and ruins all wrong.
Sweet Top Fire is broken forever.
Ruins, ruins all wrong.
Because
which is disinfected with major brand chemicals. Is it a tablet for cockroaches? Otherwise it's clean and quite nice. There's a rosemary tail.
There we are. Mosquito net.
We are in mosquito land, although we're high up, so I don't think we're in an aerial. Purple anyway, I've called myself a DEET. What is it called? Roach killer. Yes. Contains probably most of the banned chemicals. It probably is most of the toxic chemical warfare is probably in that. I smell a bit.
Oh,
That was Celosa Matzel Tapo by Jonas Gwanga. Hearing some Java in the background. And that song makes you so happy. And if you're thinking, oh, that's a bit Paul Simon-like, well, that's because he ripped off a lot of South African music for his Graceland album. And then before that was The Lion Sleeps Tonight by Miss Frenchie. That was a mashup from a very, very old compilation called Gaibo's, I think, I Created a Monster, I think that's what that's from, yes. This is about sort of about 6 years old. And the song that's sampled there is what everyone knows as The Lion Sleeps Tonight, which is actually Mbube, which is Zulu word for lion. And apparently a mishearing is the whole Wimowe thing. It's actually not Wimowe at all. It's apparently it means I'm a lion. But the interesting thing about that is that the songwriter Solomon Linda actually sued his ancestor sued Disney because they used, I'll just turn this down a bit, they used the song without any permission. It sort of fell out of copyright because South African had not very good copyright laws. And I think he got a fee for it and no royalties. And so they were making millions off it, and I think eventually now they've settled, because that for years and years that song had been was ripped off and claimed to be written by other people who hadn't written it at all, as happens with translations, but also just nastiness around Disney. So nice to see they're actually getting some money off Disney, though not the 15 million that apparently it earned for them. A lot of Zulu and South African music gets ripped off. Then before that was Nigerian Oreri Ale. Alejibo, Rari Alejibo, by the Lejiadu sisters. That's Nigerian sort of funk, politicized Nigerian funk. There's a difference, you know, between, well, funk was always politicized, but certainly it was very politicized in Nigeria, with Fela Kuti's mother being, I think his commune studio being destroyed, and his mother being thrown out from the first floor window and killed by the local security forces. Yeah. Then before that was Miriam Makeba. I love Miriam Makeba. I've played Pata Pata on a previous show, but that you'll hear some more later on. But that is, remember, Sphere Town. Sphere Town was a part of Johannesburg which was destroyed, but it was a very musical part. It was very free, sort of almost like a ghetto, you know, illegal area. And it was destroyed by the apartheid government, national government. And it was just an amazing lot. Hugh Magnus-Sakela came from there, Miriam Makeba, and loads of others. So a very important part of South African and black music culture. Then before that was Vulindlela. I love that song so much. It's by Brenda Fassie and Mabur. I can't pronounce it. You've got to roll your R's. Mabur. Anyway. And yes, she was wonderful. Unfortunately, she died about 3 or 4 months after I last went to South Africa in 2004. I was there about 6 years ago. Interestingly, I bought her compilations, was so into her music at the time. It's kind of ironic she died about 3 or 4 months later from cocaine and various other abuse. But that song is about opening the gates to all the gossip, basically saying, you don't care if anyone gossips about her son who's getting married because he's been married to a beautiful girl. So anyway, let's start again. But yes, so it's a lovely song, and it's just like the Jonas Gwanga song. It just makes me so happy, and it's such a sad thing about Brenda Fassie, and we lost Marie Macabre as well at the end of last year. Which is very sad, but she was very old, whereas Brendan Fassie was only like 40 something. Far too much abuse, sadly. And then before that was Zola with Ngudu. It's in Kwaito hip hop, yeah, it's original Johannesburg Kwaito hip hop. And then Mendoza with Noma Gupfi. But Mendoza is another Kwaito hip hop star. I love that. And then before that was Enjoy Yourself by the Sahara All-Stars Band Joe. Anyway. So I'm now going to play some... the track you heard at the start of the show, which is a remix of The Very Best, actually is sampled. The guitar is actually sampled from someone called Victor Huefo. Now, Victor is from, I think, the Ivory Coast. I'll have to let you know about that. But he... let's see. Benin City? Benin City, where is that? Oh, it is Nigeria again. But he plays Jeromey music, which is a very specific, sort of very chiming guitar sound. And that's really annoying me. And, well, anyway, you'll hear it. And I used an intro of him on my remix. He's the one who says, my guitar's on fire. And he's wearing an amazing jumpsuit, which is like, I don't... You'll see it in the video. I'm sure, hopefully you'll put it in the video and you'll see it. So you've seen it. Which is why I'm mentioning it, but anyway. But it's wonderful. But anyway, here's Guitar by Sir Victor Wafo and his Melody Maestros. Badly mixed. Thank you.
Anyamata Vampire Weekend, Anyamata kwa America. Kuti kwa Afrika maganiza kuti mina kapenda kwa America. Saimba kwa takwa saiyai. Kumaya ya maimba Vampire Weekend.
Mira ni kanga chepe, mira ni peya peya. Mira ni kanga chepe, mira ni peya peya. Mira ni kanga chepe, mira ni peya peya. Mira ni kanga chepe, mira ni.
Can a love child ever get a chance with you? East African. five Friday week, them a cry. Eliminate all the boss man around. Put them a hand for the tight on them out. Step up them head when I get the hand ball.
In the club, everybody just push up your hand. Hey oh, pretty girl from the block, put you wind up your waist. Hey oh, all of them good boy around, just mash up them place. Hey oh, hey oh, this are the East African reggae bashman crew. Hey oh.
So nice, and I wanna get close to you. Cause when I get so close to you, my girl, I feel so nice. Sometimes I feel so nice when I get close to you.
Necessary noise, baby, cool. East African reggae bash, baby, cool.
In the club, everybody just push up your head. Hey, oh, hey, oh. Pretty girl, can you block, put you wind up your waist.
Hey, oh.
Smash up the place.
Hey-oh, hey-oh.
This are the East African reggae bashman crew.
Hey-oh, hey-oh.
In the club, everybody just push up your hand.
Hey-oh, hey-oh.
Pretty girl from the block, put you wind up your waist.
Hey-oh, hey-oh.
All of them good boy around, just mash up the place.
Hey-oh, hey-oh.
This are the East African reggae bashman.
Mmm, yeah. Salven,
yeah.
Oui, Baba.
Pretty white.
This black Afro and guy.
Yeah. 2004.
Going out, yeah.
This black Afro
and guy.
It's about to be insane.
Yes.
Ha. Here we go. Okay. Yen Bulisa Noke. This is for you. San Monan.
Oui, Baba. Says Figgy Guy One, full tinny. Smash a wire, wire, see a palm billy. Scan the kitchen, see what go walk on the beat. What in the putty? What in the when a should be do be? Ooh, too la, but then to know, no. The pazam papa, my slumma tunzi, tugu tugu. Ubugu bugu, it's cuckoo, mean of sugu. Kulum zuzu, spumas a yonkin cuckoo. When I see scorn, chip the little corner, bar sober. Meaning nick soup, dopa, petting and stopper. Then I go from comba, took dropa, toropa to dropa. Walk on. Feeling a wild, don't put it too sad, Baba. I'm busy, I'm for my heart. I'm not going to get a minute for me. It's a
day in my life. This prayer get through in Bobo. It's one of my haters galore. A day in my life.
I get coyenta so. I'm in Nang Ching Ching Balo.
A day in my life.
Never seen before. Selvin, Peach Black Afro.
This is how we do. This goes on and on. This is for all of you. Okay, dear recording. Vele, recording the track, na le, yes, screw to say, really. I got your back, umfana. Nginga pepper if you wanna. Belo mo pitch black, ni atwala. Usamson, reggae strong, ya sure. But Usamson, ni na yo, ni afro, and so. Pitch black, they can got your pants. Unga kwati, specha makama, soba limaza. Whoever steps up, so trapper. Nama bakariki, abugu kulisin, really, just give me the wig. Sinabo rapper as in ring. If the crowd doesn't participate, then the system take me swing. Step on stage with an attitude of an elephant. Ugo this is sign on my autograph, it's not relevant. We are the team in Gushin Bama, Nepa too. That is my attitude for you to feature me was a smart move.
It's a day in my life.
This prayer get through in Bobo. It's one of my haters galore.
A day in my life.
I get coyenta so. I'm in Nang Ching Ching Balo.
A day in my life.
Never seen before. Selvin, Peach Black Afro.
This is how we do. This goes on and on. This is for all of you.
It's a day in my life.
This prayer get through in Bobo. It's one of my haters galore.
A day in my life.
I get coyenta so. I'm in Nang Ching Ching Balo.
A day in my life.
Never seen before. Selvin, Peach Black Afro.
This is how we do. This goes on and on. This is for all of you. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, pretty white, bitch black out. It's about to be insane. Ha! Ha! Here we go! Okay.
A good time is 7 digits away. It's just the penance and everything is okay.
Sure, Ben, I'm pink jammy, skim sammy. It's somebody phone ya me, she cherry army.
Excuses, I'm fine, we're useless. Now you're 21-10, just use this.
Sure, fuck I eat. 35, so do go what's the meaning?
It's in a minute to 12, now fast.
Sure.
Maroon has a go, I'm a bow tie like no they last.
Sure.
Are you gonna pick me up on if I ain't a taxi? Who's those on the chair, who's trapping jungle straight?
Oh, Mariah, Yazin, ya Pichardin, a fridge, Kuna Yama, to Shaji, to a funny band.
Spidey, counts.
No doubt, the pity bottles corner, that's what I'm about. Meaning in a price stand, when you see the twine, the baba.
Chirakas was on the pop.
Yeah, man.
It's a day in my life. Let's break it through in more war. It's one of my haters, come on. A day in my life.
I get Koyenza so. I'm doing Nang Chi Chi Dalo.
A day in my life.
Never seen before. Selfie, peach, black, afro.
This is how we do. This goes on and on. This is for all of you. It's a day in my life. Let's break it through in more war.
A day in my life. I get Koyenza so. I'm Nang Chi Chi Dalo.
A day in my life.
Never seen before. Selfie, peach, black, afro.
This is how we do. This goes on and on. This is for all of you.
Never seen this before. This is I never seen before.
Never seen before.
Morning. A very Muslim city. Looking at 5 o'clock, my prayer calls. People brushing their curbs or their front porches busily at 5 in the morning. Nobody leaves the book written by Italian gentlemen.
It's nice to see the dawn then.
Gigi, I don't know how you pronounce the name actually. It's Ethiopian music. That was Gura Mile. And she's a big, big fan of the previous person, which is Asta Awakey, who is now a massive in Ethiopia, but also has now moved to LA. And she's been in LA since the early 80s. So leaving because Ethiopia has had a lot of ups and downs since the death or murder of Haile Selassie, who was by not exactly the best person in the world. He killed lots of people as well. Then Mengistu came out and killed lots of people, so she left because of the political climate in Ethiopia and became quite big. So that was what was it? It was Astroweki. I forget the name of the track. I probably can't pronounce it anyway. Tishwal Shwata. Anyone who knows any of African languages is laughing at this point. Then before that was Pitch Black Afro with A Day in the Life, and I got that for Mr. Fab. Known as RIA, and I got it for me as well, and it's a brilliant album. He was inquiring because it was very difficult to find, so I bought it for him. Then before that was Fire Anthem by the East African Bashment Crew, that's yes, and that's from a really good CD called I bought two of them actually, the East African Road Trip and the South African Road Trip. Double CD, very, very good. Although I think the South African's better. I think the East African one's a bit meh in places. Oh, in the back you're hearing Water Get No Enemy by Fela Kuti, which I would play if I had about 500 hours to actually do this show. Because, of course, Fela Kuti's track's all about sort of between about 9 minutes to 15 minutes to about 20 minutes. Apparently it was very, very good bargain until they limited the thing. Someone was saying on iTunes that they loved it when there wasn't a limit to how big the track was, so they actually were downloading a whole massive album's worth of Fela Kuti for like 99p. And then before that was Cape Cod Kwasa Kwasa. That was the very best, taking on Vampire Weekend. It gets confusing, this point. You've got a dance called Kwasa Kwasa, which is from Congo, but it's also related to Sukus, again, I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, and is sort of spread around all kinds of Africa, which then Vampire Weekend takes that idea, the beat, and also the sort of high life sort of guitar type thing. But I think also, I'm not sure if Kwasa Kwasa has that guitar as well. And then they do it in America. So then Issa Mwamwaya and Radio Clits, Londoner and Malawian, take it and then do a Malawian version. And then they get the guy in to work on one of their singles. It's just complicated. It's many degrees of African separation. Then before that was Guitar Boy by Victor Uwefo. Yes, Sir Victor Uwefo. Yeah, don't forget the Sir. I'm going to show you a little bit more of the wonderful. I wish I could tell you who it is. It's all in Amharic. Amharic is the language of Ethiopia, and it's like loads and loads of squiggles. It's like Arabic, except more squiddly curvy. And it's probably from a similar base, actually. It's a very early language, but also not as old as the original language, which is called Geese. Very humorously, which is what they do. It's like their Latin. It's what they do. Their masses and their sort of religious things are all in Geese. G-E. I have to probably pronounce that wrong as well. But Amharic, like you say, Tadius, which is today, you know, good day. And I'm Sagina Lehu, which is thank you, which I can never get right when I was in Ethiopia. These things tend to be in Ethiopian. So I lost my track of thought. But anyway, I don't know who this is. I'm going to show you some more of this wonderful video, which is I want to point something out. Oh, so they're all doing their wonderful dancing. Who is that girl? There is a girl that keeps appearing in the video, and he seems to be the singer, making eyes at her, but she's like 13 or 12. Ooh. There's something wrong with that. It's something very, very spooky. Right. I don't know how old she is, but she looks quite young, and yeah. I'm going to get done for paedophilia for having this video CD. Well, obviously, the age of majority in marriage is also younger in Ethiopia, I think. But anyway. But yeah, more of that dancing. I love her dancing. Someone likened it to having a sort of a sparrow in their chest. It's like having an epileptic fit, but with their shoulders. It's wonderful. I've actually seen people do that to the modern music, and they love their dance hall, hence why I play the dance hall music. You go out in Ethiopia, in Addis Ababa, in the capital city, and I went to places like Club Venus, which I'm sure was actually a pickup joint or some prostitution. It was a bit strange, because generally women don't go to bars on their own in Ethiopia. It was great, and people were doing all that sort of dancing, but to dance hall, and very, very bizarre dance hall. They have it's an African dance hall or Ethiopian dance hall. It's wonderful. And it's the only time I've actually heard music actually was something like two beats or one beat per bar, or two beats per bar. Literally, it's like 1-2. It's like time signature 1-2. And some really nutty music, which unfortunately, a case in point, although I don't think I've got it racked up, is one of the tracks I want to try and track down, which I'll probably append at the here.
Pitakane au bade Onchula Walai chau onchula Mamila kichene Onchula Walai chau onchula Au au bade Nere au bade Hai au bade Nere au bade Fikra au bade Nere au bade Fikra au bade Nere au bade Au au bade Nere au bade
And that's the track I really want to find, so if anyone knows what it is, I would love you forever. Anyway, so we reached the end of the show. I hope you enjoyed this trip to Africa. Oh, he says banging. Trip to Africa. It's been a good thing, and I hope you like the video. I hope it works. I don't know if it's going to work with all my pictures and stuff, because that's what's showing all the way through everything. The bits that I didn't shoot, because I've got video that I shot on my pod and my and this very camera, but also there is stuff I shot on, pictures I took, so hopefully it's interesting and might even be appearing behind me. I don't know, but anyway, the music's about to finish and the video is about to finish, so I'm going to play out with some Miriam Makeba, who is, as I say, sadly missed, even though she was like 850 or something. And I have to say as well, let's slow that down. I've got a few little bits. Is that I have to say that if you really want to, you can really help Ethiopia by visiting. Obviously, when I was there, a lot of people hassling me, a lot of people going, "Hey, hello, how are you?" And wanting something from it, which usually involved money. And taxi drivers tend to extend their little... I was telling my dad about this. Taxi drivers tend to try and get you to go places. It's very difficult to actually go to the place you want to go. But they're lovely people. They certainly aren't all with their hand out. A lot of them are working. And tourism is the way to get things forward. Though don't go there sort of throwing money around to beggars and stuff like that. That's bad news, and also giving stuff to kids, because they are they'll keep them out of water, get them out of school. If you give them your plastic bottles and pens, they sell them on and they don't go to school. But I would actually recommend it. It's a very cheap place to thing. You can get a full meal with wine for less than £5, but also it's a beautiful place. It's got a lot of history. So, and I love Africa. I mean, I loved seeing John's relatives in South Africa and everything. But that's the end of that, and into the bed music, which means that's about to conk out. So anyway, I better say goodbye. So I hope you enjoyed this. You can find out more about Radio Clash by going to mutantpop.net/radioclash, and you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. Here's Kilimanjaro by Miriam Makeba, and I have to say, I don't even... Ciao. Yes, Ethiopian for goodbye.